pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us.
Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio with us. Glad to know everything went all right yesterday. I told the public out there you were in a serious situation.
Yeah. After I heard some things last night, I had to rush back to save the show.
Yeah, that's what you heard. Yesterday's show absolutely dominated. More phone calls yesterday.
So we'll have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today, a chance to be a winner. $25 gift card coming your way from Troutman's. Also coming up on the show today, we'll also be talking with Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, about spring ball. All that and your phone calls, unless you just want to talk Husker football for an hour. That'd be great.
1-888-455-3776, as most of you people know already, but if you want to talk Husker football, we're open to it anytime. 1-888-455-3776.
Glad to have you on the program today. We will also have our South Dakota softball update coming your way. See how they did yesterday against UNO.
God, I can't wait for that because I do not know the answer. Boy, I'm excited.
It is pretty exciting. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget our Prairie Hills poll and one question. How many games will the Huskers win this fall? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote.
Towards the end of the show yesterday, Tori chimes in and says, 10-2, you fools. 10-2. Have some faith.
You know, because we have the Doug and Daddy podcast, I and anybody else can go back and listen to the show. By the way, a friend, Damon Benning, said that if Nebraska wins 8 games, Bo Pelini should be the Big 12 Coach of the Year. So let me put that in perspective, somebody that's in this guy's corner.
Okay, that's great. Super.
Is that being pessimistic? Is that what that is?
Well, it usually is with you, so we just become accustomed to it and accept it.
You're not going
to
ramrod Damon Benning.
Well, I,
7-5, 8-4.
I understand.
But Big 12 Coach of the Year if they win 8 games. And Damon Benning's not God of all. Good guy, knows his stuff. But if they win 8 games, Big 12 Coach of the Year, that's what he's saying.
I think he's probably mistaken on that.
Okay. All right.
But I think that's wrong. Now, 9, he's got a point. 8's not going to cut it because somebody...
I did listen to your point, though, yesterday. The point was, Nebraska's not going to get blown out. A loss is a loss. I'm not saying 7-5 blowout or 8-4 with 4 blowouts. I mean, a loss is still a loss. And I'm just trying to point that out a little bit here before I get shoved and beaten and down into the hole with Joe Dirt here. I want to find out what's going on, what you're actually thinking about this Nebraska football team.
Eight and four
is okay if they don't get blown out. 8-4 is okay if the 4 losses are blowouts. I mean, what are we looking at here?
8-4 would be I would consider that a successful season, as long as you were competitive and fought down to the wire in those other games and the 4 losses. I think that would be fine. You know, when you get a throw on every down and get you behind by 21 points, I don't see that happening this year, and I don't think it's going to happen at all anymore. And I think Nebraska fans should look forward to that, and you get a chance to put yourself in a position to win some games down the stretch.
Okay. But still, a loss is a loss.
No doubt about it.
Okay. When we're coming to predictions. Now, yes, a 40-point loss and a 3-point loss, it's a whole lot different. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Glad to have you on the program today. Hey, seriously, how good is Chris Paul?
Pretty damn good. He is making people shake their heads, and Derek's shaking his head right now, being the Maverick fan that he is.
I'm sad.
He's sad as the Hornets take a 2-0 lead. Now, though, Derek, you had a rebuttal this morning.
Yeah, I threw some stats at you. I don't know how good they're going to do with how the Mavs are playing, but the Mavs this season 34-7 at home. The Hornets 0-11 all time at the American Airlines Arena in Dallas. So those numbers favor Dallas, but the numbers from the first two games definitely not.
Not really games in doubt. They just nobody able to cover him, and when they do, it takes three guys, and he's able to hit somebody wide open like a David West, and he's able to You know, those guys at that level just knock down shots when they're open, and you can't have people wide open like that. But how do you stop him? Who can stop him?
Evidently, they have to find a way to stop the pick and roll is what's happening. So New Orleans, all the home teams won last night. Toronto, Chris Bosh missed a shot at the end, 104-103. Orlando, San Antonio over Phoenix, 102-96. Knockdown, drag-out series there. Now they go to Dallas, they go to Toronto, they go to Phoenix. Three more game twos tonight, and Philadelphia at Detroit. We'll see if the Pistons get the lead and pull away tonight and keep that lead, or Philadelphia can really be the talk. Boston will host Atlanta. The Lakers will host Denver in some 1-8 matchups, so 1-0.
Yeah, those are going to be, you know, if you look at Detroit and Philadelphia and what Philadelphia was able to do that first game, I mean, you're looking at a monster spread, 10, 12 points. In which Detroit is favored. Detroit should win this game handily tonight and get that series tied at 1-1 as it heads back to Philadelphia.
Big trade reported this morning by the Kansas City Star. The Chiefs set to make a major player trade, Jared Allen to Minnesota. And I know that has a couple of our friends, Torrey and Riz, going at each other's throats a little bit. But Allen, standing by in Hastings, wants to talk a little bit about the Jared Allen trade. Allen, good morning.
Yeah, your thoughts on all that? Seems like Kansas City's always trading one of their best players to somebody else.
Are you talking the Royals or the Chiefs? Are you a Chiefs fan?
Yes, I am.
You know,
it's harder every year. It just seems like they pull this kind of stuff, you know, and Jared Allen's their best defensive player, and, you know, they get rid of him. At least they didn't trade him to somebody within their division, which they usually do.
You know, it is weird because if you said, what's the one strength of that team, it would be one player, and I think it would be Jared Allen. I mean, you got Ty Law getting old.
What is the deal there? I mean, well, they just seem to do this all the time. Neil Smith, they traded him to the Broncos, and they win a Super Bowl, and, you know, it's just crazy.
And the whole thing is, what are they going to get back for him? A first round and two-thirds is what it looks like. Is that a good trade? I know you're getting rid of Jared Allen, but are they going to get enough back, do you think?
I don't think they are. You know, they want a young team. Jared Allen, he's not that old. You know, he fits right into what they need, and they get rid of him.
Allen,
makes no sense to me.
Hey, thanks for the call. Always appreciate it. Daddy, this is a situation, and it's like Chad Johnson. He does not want to be there. Now, where that stems from, if it's just a straight money issue, if it's because the team is not good, if it's because he doesn't get along with Carl Peterson, and a lot of that's going on, I blame a lot of this on old, crusty leadership, not wanting to pay what you need to these times. You've got a dilemma there. It's still Kansas City. You can't just give money away. I mean, that's part of the problem that a lot of fans in all sports hate, is that you just, well, he wants more money. I guess we got to give it to him. He led the NFL in sacks last year. He does deserve something, but he doesn't want to be there, because guys anymore, if all they want is money, then let them go wherever the heck they want. Fine, get rid of them. Because if they don't want to be there, they're not going to perform for you.
Does it say what the first-round pick is? How far down the pecking order would the first-round pick be?
I don't have the draft order in front of me. The Vikings, obviously, would be the middle of the draft, because then they go 8-8 last year.
You know,
they have their fifth overall selection. The Chiefs have six of the first 82 picks in the draft. So they're trading to Minnesota for the Vikings' first-round pick and two third-rounders. Add in their own fifth overall selection, and the Chiefs have six of the first 82 picks. We'll check on that exact draft pick for the Vikings here in a second.
Six of the first 82 picks. Obviously, a quarterback has got to be amongst one of them. And I'm thinking one of the most pressing matters is they got to find a quarterback. Brody Croyle, is that your answer? It cannot be your answer. Is Tony Dungy going to be around at season's end?
What?
Or Herm Edwards going to be around at season's end? You know, Herm Edwards is supposed to be the answer. When they took him from the Jets, he was supposed to come in here and fix his problem. He was supposed to be just a crazy, crazy good coach that was going to come in here fix some problems. Brody Croyle seems to be their answer right now. That is going to be taken care of right away. That is not happening.
Looks like they have the 17th pick in the draft. But I bring this up to you too, Tony. We talked about it, and a lot of the national pundits have talked about it. Where is quality NFL quarterbacking? And it's so bad that if you have a good backup, you want to keep him, unless you're Atlanta, and you want to keep him. What?
Of course, talking about Matt Schaub.
Where do you go for a quarterback, and why are the quarterbacks not good enough? It seems like the offenses are getting to the basic part. I mean, are we to the part now where we're going to see defense overriding offense? It sure doesn't seem that way. There's been plenty of scoring, but once you write down 10 quarterbacks, you're going,
The gap gets pretty the gap between those first 10 and the next 10 is just a monstrous, monstrous gap. And I don't know how you even that out, but you got to get better players and incorporate. And people say about the systems and how difficult they are to learn. You got to remember some of these people, Matt Schaub happened to be sitting behind Michael Vick, and he was in offenses for years learning that system. It's not like he sat back there and was a rookie in the first year and Houston saw something in him. No, these quarterbacks learn these systems years and years and years. Then they get a chance, and Matt Schaub's one guy. Name another somebody that sat behind somebody, perhaps a Derek Anderson, who didn't get an opportunity at Cleveland. Now he's got that opportunity, and they've got two young quarterbacks in Brady Quinn, along with Derek Anderson. But other than that, Dallas, you know, look at Dallas, our favorite team. We finally got Romo after having how many horrendous? We just
but
didn't
seriously,
have.
Seriously, who is Tony Romo?
Well, he's one of the
Illinois. I mean, come on.
He's one of those 10, though.
But how do you know that? That's the point here about this quarterback. I mean, you don't know. You don't know. Dallas has a pretty decent system. They got good wide receivers. They got good running backs. That makes it a little easier for the quarterback.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Eastern Illinois?
A lot of people are talking about Miami and their situation. I mean, if you're Miami, why bother? Unless the Delaware quarterback's there in the second round, which still, what does that do for you? I would think you would rather take the Tom Brady approach, look for a big school quarterback in that fourth, fifth, sixth round to bring in, and that seems to be maybe where you're headed. If you're not going to get one of the first two quarterbacks on the board, and this seems to be a weak quarterback class, I still scratch my head why everybody thinks Matt Ryan is going to be that good. And if he's really maybe the only one that's going in the first round, it is a weak quarterback class in the National Football League. More people want experience. How do you get experience? It's like, well, let's see, how do I get a job? Well, how do I do that? Well, I can't get experience. Well, I got to have a job to get experience. Well, you can't get experience without a job. You know, it's a catch-22. What do you do? What do you do? And going back to Kansas City, I think they have more pressing problems in quarterback right now. This was a team that was built around a running game. And in 1 year, their running game blew up with injury. So, I mean, they had it built. Kansas City's not going to be a passing offense. Let's get that right away. They need to worry about the run game and whoever's back there to do what they need to do.
But the guys up front also got very, very aged, and injuries started to take their toll as well on the front line for the Kansas City Chiefs. But Doug, you want the quarterbacks in this draft? You look at how many teams are in need of quarterbacks. That's why I think there's going to be three of them probably taken in the first round, no matter how weak the class is, because I think those people go up and get them. I mean, you just start down the list. Whether you're Kansas City, whether you're Baltimore, whether you're Carolina, there's five Atlanta. How many of these teams got to have somebody under center that can get the job done? None of these teams have anybody that they can get the job done right now.
NFL draft coming up this week. Good story today about a couple of the Division II players, and Xavier Omen and also Danny Woodhead, of course, about where they might go. Some very interesting stats. I want to touch on that a little bit. UNK football coach Gerald Morris is going to join us in the second half of the show. Troutman's Trivia is coming up. All that and more, plus we'll get to the Dent Popper inbox after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making
this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Kansas City Royals continue their six-game homestand tonight against the Cleveland Indians. Pre-game at 6:35, first pitch at 7:10, right here on ESPN. The Nebraska baseball team will play at Rosenblatt Stadium tonight against Creighton. First pitch at 6:35. The game will be shown on MyTV, which is Channel 17 in the Charter Communication area. Then it's off to Baylor for a three-game series beginning on Friday. For the UNK baseball team, they will host Regis this weekend. 6 o'clock Friday, a doubleheader Saturday, and a single game on Sunday. Hastings College baseball team wraps up the regular season by hosting Doan on Friday and traveling to Concordia on Saturday. In softball, UNK will wrap up the regular season at Chadron State today, then host Colorado Springs Saturday and Sunday. Hastings College will be at Midland Lutheran today, then welcome in Nebraska Wesleyan on Friday. And the Nebraska softball team begins a nine-game homestand hosting North Dakota State today, then Texas A&M Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute.
Today we'll start off with a few clouds. Then we'll look for increasing clouds this afternoon. There will also be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop. Our high temperature will be in the low 70s. Tonight we'll continue to have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we drop down to a low of 55. I'm meteorologist Jacob Hamblin. Right now it's 61.
Doug and Daddy's show. Get out there while it's nice. Prairie Hills wants you to experience the brand new clubhouse and the brand new golf course that they have to provide for you. 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Folks, check it out. Beautiful. And you can check out the membership options either at the course or online, prairiehillsgolf.com, prairiehillsgolf.com, or our website, espnsuperstation.com. You can vote on the Prairie Hills poll in one question. How many games will the Husker football team win this year? Come out. If you haven't done it yet or if you're new to the area, check it out. Kurt, Nick, Curtis, clubhouse stocked with refreshments. Stop in, have a beverage, talk to them, and then get ready to go out and enjoy either 9 or 18 holes. You'll be able to see what you need to pay for memberships, which is extremely cheap, well as green fee punch cards with or without cards. Call for a tee time today, and if you still want to play on the simulator, they have updated it. They've got new courses, new ranges, plenty. You can play Pebble Beach, you can play Myrtle, you can play Spyglass. It's all right there for you. Inside, outside, it's beautiful to golf. Finally got a chance to get that done for the first time this year. Go out and play Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Douglas, you got a chance to play last night. How was the experience?
I like golf.
You lost.
No, I like golf. Let's go to the email. Let's do that. Doug and Daddy. Ken stops by to just throw in some random thoughts, I guess. Ho-hum, same old Royals, the $55 million rubber arm mesh strikes again. Absolutely crushed last night. The Royals, they play good for us for about 3 weeks, and now they lose 3 to Oakland. They get beat 15-1 by Cleveland last night. Sabathia finally wakes up in time to hand the Royals a drubbing, and that's the double-edged sword there. Ken goes on to say, I hear that Corey McKeown and Bo Root are projected first-round draft picks in the Arena Football League. And last but not least, I can't think of a better home for Tank Johnson and Pac-Man Jones than the Dallas Cowboys. Thanks, Ken.
That's all we need. That's all we need, Dallas.
Ken and all his emails come to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Joel or Scott today for a free estimate.
Douglas, we've talked some NFL draft, and obviously Jake Long becomes the first pick of the Miami Dolphins. I find it very, very peculiar, I guess, that he becomes the highest-paid offensive lineman without taking without playing a snap. $30 million guaranteed to that young man. $30 million guaranteed. $50-some million contract. Very nice. Now the teams down the list trying to decide if they can start negotiating contracts, and the NFL saying, we'll get back to you within the next 24 hours. That's never happened before. We've never ran into this situation. We will get back to you, and we'll see if a couple more people can't be signed before then.
Well, that's just stupid if they can't.
You would think.
You know, if you make a contract and then don't draft the guy, that's your fault. Well, why would the NFL have an objection to that? I haven't. You know, they've been talking about it, but I haven't heard a reason why they would object to that. They hate to get the draft over quick now that they reduced it to two rounds on Saturday, which you can hear live right here.
I'm not sure anybody's objecting to it. I just think, well, they've never been presented with the situation. So I think you got to take a step back and go, okay, where do we go from here? I would think that some of these teams, instead of negotiating these contracts, would want to wait for that next, for offers coming down the line. Who knows what teams want to move up? Obviously, the Dolphins thought they screwed up last week when Jeff Ireland saying something about the defensive side of the ball. Well, whether he did that on purpose, wink, wink, or not, it went a different direction. They got their offensive guy. They didn't get Matt Ryan. A lot of people thought they would go after the quarterback, not having one there. If you're in need of a quarterback, do you try and move up? I don't know how you keep showing your cards too early in this situation when you still got 3-4 days away.
It's time, Daddy, for one of our new favorite segments on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know what that is?
Yeah, South Dakota softball.
It's time to check the Coyotes of South Dakota softball. How did they do yesterday against UNO? Daddy, in Vermilion, it was happy times as the Coyotes were howling. Okay. They sweep UNO.
Awesome.
2-1 and 5-3. 2-1-5-3 South Dakota softball. Doubleheader sweep yesterday. Now they get ready for Augustana coming in for a twin bill tomorrow night at 4-6.
I'll catch it. It's fantastic.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Speaking of some of the other things that are going on outside, UNK baseball team, rough one last night. Husker baseball team, they were able to get a win last night. And Hastings College baseball team had 8 good innings. But the fifth, when York scored 10 runs on them, not good. 12-10, York over Hastings, 6-4 in 10 innings. Northwest Missouri State rallying from a 4-2 deficit to win that game. And then the Huskers, a 4-3 win over Creighton last night. They will play again tonight, Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha. My TV, that's Channel 17, Charter Communications. You will be able to watch it locally tonight, 6:30 from Rosenblatt.
Nebraska, obviously, with an opportunity to play on the field in Omaha that they dream about playing in June. Great opportunity to take 2 midweek games and get the momentum back as they head to Baylor and keep that momentum rolling, actually, as they head to Baylor this weekend. And we will be joined by Steve Smith, Baylor baseball coach, on Thursday's program.
No Ed Service this week, huh?
No Ed Service.
You hate Creighton. Say it. Say it on this program.
I'm not a big fan. I got to be honest with you. Not a big fan of Creighton baseball. So, you know, especially the baseball deal, because when they play Nebraska, that's their Super Bowl. That's their chance to shine. That's a lot of those kids wanted to go to Nebraska, and Nebraska obviously went elsewhere to get their players and kind of left them on the outside of looking in. And I think they play like it's a Super Bowl where Nebraska.
And what's
I think
wrong
it's
with
another
that?
Midweek game.
What's wrong with that?
Well, why don't they play in the Missouri Valley like they do against Creighton? If they played like they do against Nebraska in the Missouri Valley, they'd win the Missouri Valley by 6 games every year.
Oh, Daddy, it's time for Troutman's Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you have an opportunity to win today at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on Wednesday. Daddy has the trivia question.
Last night, Dan Jennings had a scoreless consecutive inning streak, stopped at 30 and a third innings. That was second on the Nebraska all-time chart. Who is first on Nebraska as far as throwing consecutive scoreless innings?
Which Nebraska pitcher holds the school record for most consecutive scoreless innings pitched? 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. We will be back UNK coach Daryl Moore is going to join us after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events? Salon Paws can help. Salon Paws, they're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back, just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with Salon Paws, available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Paws. Be more active.
Every business wants more customers through the door. And one of the best ways to achieve that is to deliver offers right to their doors. When you advertise in the ValPak blue envelope, your ad is brought right to people's homes, and you're reaching them for just pennies a prospect. To learn more, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit ValPak.com. ValPak. Isn't it time for your business to get growing?
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's in Kearney now delivers.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today we'll start off with a few clouds, then we'll look for increasing clouds this afternoon. There will also be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop. Our high temperature will be in the low 70s. Tonight we'll continue to have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we drop down to a low of 55. I'm meteorologist Jacob Hamblin. Right now it's 61.
Got a winner on Troutman's Trivia. Danny the answer, the Nebraska pitcher who holds the school record for career scoreless innings pitched.
Justin Pekarik.
Amazing.
33 and one-third innings.
Our winner is?
Mark in Minden knew it.
Congratulations, Mark. You had a $25 gift certificate to Troutman's Quality Meats. Carrie and the gang will have something spiffed up for you. I mean, it's just chock full of anything good that you could possibly want. You get to make the choice. Congratulations. We'll do it again next week.
Doug, they're heading to the fields right now, and we want you to know that Dyna-Gro Seed still has a supply of first-choice hybrids available this spring. Maybe you're realizing right now, all the rain we had early on, all the cold weather. Hey, let's wait a while and let's plant some more soybeans instead of that corn. Well, they want you to know they've got high-quality 90-germ soybeans available from mid-group 2 to mid-group 3 maturity. They're growing, and they have seed. Contact your local Dyna-Gro dealer or call 1-800-652-9298. They will give you your local Dyna-Gro dealer, and you can be in contact with them. More information and available seed supply. They will let you know Dyna-Gro is growing in your fields. Dyna-Gro Seeds, call them today.
UNK, Hastings, Nebraska softball all playing today. The Lopers are at Chadron State. Hastings College is at Midland Lutheran. Nebraska will host North Dakota State. Some golf news, because actually it was a great weekend or a great start to the week for UNK and Hastings College. For UNK, they shot a season-low 287 yesterday at the Northwest Regional head-to-head, and that could put them and should put them in the Super Regionals for the seventh consecutive year. They vaulted up the leaderboard there at a 6-under par 66 yesterday from Andy Bednar. He was one shot off the championship, and I don't have the information right in front of me, but when's the last time a Loper golfer won an individual championship? So Bednar, great performance by him. Tyler Bishop shot 69 in that first round and ended up with back-to-back 74s to edge out Bednar by one stroke. Kearney sophomore Alex Farrell shot an even par 72 to tie for 19th. Broken Bow junior Preston Foster went one over par to shoot a 230 in the tournament. It would appear UNK will make the head-to-head or the Super Regional tournament for a seventh straight year. They are tied with Fort Lewis for sixth place, and UCS earns the automatic bid by winning the regional. The other seven spots will be at-large selections. So unless they do something strange, UNK should be in. For Hastings College, they were unable to keep pace in the second round of the GPAC championship yesterday. They shot a 306, which for them was the highest score of anybody in the top six. They finished in fourth, but that was just four shots out of second place. Dakota Wesleyan wins it. Hastings ties finishes fourth. Tying for fourth individually, Will Logsdon, back-to-back 74s for a 148. And for Hastings College, they now move on. They will move on to postseason as well for Hastings. So congratulations, both teams continuing their golf season for them. They will qualify for the Region 3 tournament next Monday and Tuesday at Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Finally some decent weather for them to play in as well.
It's different is what it is. It's just different. So that's nice to know. 1-888-455-ESPN is the phone number. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. You know, want to give a shout-out to all the folks that are your Freedom Award winners, which if you're in Kearney, that's the Kearney Hub. And then they go through a nominating process, 18th Annual Freedom Awards. It recognizes some of the people that keep things going in our community. And, of course, we look at sports, but, I mean, there's ag, there's business, there's religion, there's education, there's the youth who cares. There's so many different categories. But sports this year goes to Terry Broadfoot of Kearney for his contributions and, you know, helping everybody out from the little kid to the kid in college and helping keep things going. And the award ceremony is right around the corner here for the Kearney Hub Freedom Awards.
Yeah, congratulations. People that have made a difference in the community and they're recognized every year. Congratulations to all of them.
And that's going to be going on tomorrow night. The banquet, by the way, is tomorrow night. And, of course, you know what? One of the people that he helps out a little bit, you see the nice fields that are out there. UNK football gets to play on a beautiful new field. And Daryl Moore is going to join us here in just a second to talk spring football. But, Daddy, the Lopers, kind of a transition year. They want to get it pointed right in the right direction here. They'd won the conference and then have had a tough year last year, had some problems off the field, but it looks like maybe they've got that turned around.
Well, they're looking towards the direction of the young quarterback. They've had to switch quarterbacks about every year for the last 5 years. They're looking for somebody to settle in at that position, learn this offense, and continue for 2 or 3 years.
Well, spring practice, we've been talking about it. Well, all spring, Daddy. You love spring football, and we've been talking Huskers, we've talked Hastings, we've talked UNK, we talked with Coach Daryl Morris before the season began, and now spring season is also over for the Lopers.
Well, spring season is over for the Lopers, and they had their first scrimmage in about, 20-some years, 30-some years. Heck, it's been so long, I can't remember the last time they had a spring scrimmage, but they did it up last weekend, and Coach Morris joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you.
All right, guys, always great to be with you.
Well, glad to have you back. Spring is over. Overall assessment on spring ball.
Well, I'm a head coach, so my thing is we didn't kill anybody, and that's always a plus. Other than Ryan Paluta, who's a young defensive lineman for us that will have some surgery here in the near future and then probably not be ready for the fall campaign. We came out of spring ball relatively healthy. I'm not aware of any injuries that's going to prevent anybody from summer workouts and getting ready for fall camp. So I feel good about that. Everybody's interested in the quarterback position, and I think we're pretty far along in getting that sorted out, and we'll probably name a starter here early in two-a-day camp in August.
Who will that starter be?
Well, it's going to be one of three guys. It's either going to be Bobby Adamson or Jake Spitzelberger or Justin Ariano right now are the three guys that are still in the hunt. So, with what we were able to do there in the spring and the evaluation that we're able to kind of take a look at. Bobby Adamson's the front runner right now. Jake Spitzelberger's right behind him, and Justin Ariano's right behind him. So it's kind of a pretty tight horse race.
Coach, when you're looking evaluating quarterbacks, how much does it help to have an offensive line that's coming back intact like you do?
Well, I think what that does is it gives you some hope that you're going to be able to run the football some and take some pressure off of that young quarterback. And by young, I mean playing experience time. I hope it takes some pressure off of him. That situation is going to come down to who can make the best decisions and who can run the system most efficiently and take care of the football the best. So we've done some things with a couple wrinkles with some formations and some personnel groupings, again, to try to take some pressure off of the quarterback and maybe put the onus back on the offensive line a little bit. Where they're going to have to play an even bigger role to help us move the football without necessarily depending on the quarterback, to do it all the time.
Talking with UNK head football coach Daryl Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, talk a little bit about the improvement and the maturity of Brandon Lease coming in with the injury, started to work his way in, and right now I guess the overall feeling would be that maybe he's ready to go 100%.
Well, you know, I think he is. I think he's bigger, he's stronger than he has been since we started watching him, you know, his junior year in high school. He's about 180 pounds now. He is legitimately stronger than he used to be, obviously. So we're hoping that, again, the Wake program this summer will help him put on another 5-8 pounds this summer and even become stronger than he is now. But one of the things that I'm not happy about during spring ball is we never were able really to pop Brendan loose during spring ball and just get him out in open air and let him run. But he did have a run last year, I believe, against Western State last year here at home, where he put about 3 moves on 5 guys in a span of about 5 yards. And that's what we've always thought Brendan Lease could bring to the table. And we're banking that we'll be able to get him to do that again some next fall.
You're so young on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, a good, solid running game would help take care of some of that youth problem.
No question. If we can run the football, especially late in ball games, you can dictate a lot of things in football if you're controlling the ball by running it. So you can eat up the clock. You can wear out defensive personnel who are maybe already becoming fatigued because it is late in the game. So I think that's going to be crucial to us being successful, especially early in the year, where the young quarterback is not going to have all the pressure of being able to move the football up and down the field on his shoulders solely. So we're going to have to be able to run the ball early, and I think Wayne State will be a great test for us. I think this will be the best Wayne State team that we've seen on the field in a long, long time.
Coach, defensively, a lot of people back on this team. That looks to be the strength of this team as you enter fall camp, does it not?
Well, I think it's going to have to be. Again, when you start everything with a no-huddle offense and a quarterback that doesn't have any game experience necessarily, perhaps, or very limited game experience, I think the defense is going to have to play outstanding football just to keep us in some games until we can get a couple of snaps under our belt offensively, again, at the quarterback spot and even at the tailback spot, before we can maybe start really depending on the offense to shoulder their portion of the burden.
Micah Madlock had a nice little spring game for you. He's a new kid coming in.
Yeah, Micah picked up a loose ball and showed some good speed, and ran it in for a touchdown. It was a kind of a not a great pitch by Bobby. It was one that Brendan Lee should have probably handled but didn't. And Micah was Johnny on the spot. He did a nice job of scooping the ball up, ran about 30 yards for a touchdown. Micah's been a very pleasant young man to have in our program. He's a Lincoln kid by upbringing, got him out of California and San Diego College, and he's done a great job for us this spring learning our defense. He's got arms the size of Big Daddy's belly, and, that's big. And, I hope he's going to play some football for us.
Coach, I think somebody else you're getting back in the defensive backfield for you is Jake Mandelka, coming off a neck/back injury. Getting him back on the field and getting him some reps, that had to be key this spring.
Well, it is, and because Jake, key there is he's got experience, you know. And Jake is a guy that can play some safety for us. He can play some outside linebacker for us. So his experience and having him back on defense is going to be a big help to us, I think, just in terms of having some guys on defense that understand offensive formations, can alignment and assignment, which is key for you, and help get other guys lined up. So we're excited and hope Jake can stay healthy this year.
Loper football coach Daryl Morris with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. With so many close games last year, it seemed like special teams was a bigger part than ever. You guys have been so solid there for so long. Take us where you're at right now.
Well, you know, Jeff Carnahan had an excellent spring for us. He kicked the ball very, very well off the ground from the PAT and field goal perspective. He was probably 25 or 27 for kicks this spring, so very happy with his timing, very happy with how fast he got the ball up in the air. His range was excellent, and he was on target, so we're excited about that. Whether he ends up kicking off for us or Jordan Alleria does like he did much of the last year, we'll wait and see. Didn't work on that a ton this spring. Both of them punted the ball very well when they had opportunities to do that, so I think you know, Jeff always gives you that option of throwing a pass from the punting formation or doing something kind of tricky, which we like to do. It's kind of fun. So I feel comfortable with that. We're going to have to find us a young guy next fall, though, to take the place of one of these guys.
Well, Coach, obviously with Tyler McNitt being gone, I've got to find somebody on that offensive side of the ball to have my slash man crush on this
sure.
year. Can you steer me in one direction or
not? I think Kyle Kaiser is going to be a guy you're going to enjoy watching play. I think the quarterback might turn out to be somebody you'll enjoy watching to play as he gets more mature and he kind of learns the system a little bit better, perhaps. But, you know, I'll kind of leave that up to you, Big Daddy. Not real sure what kind of guy you're looking for.
You got to find a guy that's comfortable with the
well,
daddy.
Well, yeah, and it's got to be a two-way street, too. Well, hey, one last thing, guys. We did pick captains here. I'd like to announce those on y'all's show, if that's okay. Jonathan Cannon is going to be a captain for us, picked by his peers. Jonathan's a defensive lineman for us, first-year captain. Sheck Falls, a repeat captain, inside linebacker, good football player. Jack Hyatt, repeat captain from last year, obviously an all-conference center. Nate Reichs is, I think, probably the best football player on defense in our league, but he suffers from playing at UNK, therefore he doesn't get any love from the other coaches. And then Charlie Rudin is a selection for the first time in his career here, and very well deserved. So those five young men are going to be the captains for our 2008 football team.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you sharing that with us. You know, we always love to get the very latest from the Lopers. And, again, have a great summer.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you later.
Coach Darryl Morris, UNK football, thanks so much, as always. And Lopers, boy, they seem to have a lot of kids coming back, but they're still pretty young.
Yeah, Doug, and I think if you go back to the luxury that was provided Darryl Morris early in his tenure, it was that stability at quarterback. They have not had that. They've not had that for the last 5 years. And that's something that if this team's going to be successful, they've got to have one person settle into that role, be the leader, show this team that he is a leader, and get it going on the offensive side of the ball. The defense, I think, is going to be very, very good this year. And I think the defense is going to hold you down, but the offense is still going to have to put up some points. You're used to this high-flying vertical passing attack down the field that the Lopers put on you in this no-huddle offense attack that they show you. Well, they're going to have to run the football. I wouldn't be surprised if they slow that down just a little bit, run the football, take some more time off the clock that you have not saw the Lopers do in the past.
Well, it will be interesting, and they open with Wayne State, which will also be different. They play Wayne State for the first time in, I don't know, it's 7-12 years. It's a long time since they haven't opened with UNO. And as Coach Moore said, this is going to be the toughest Wayne State test they've had in years, and that's because Coach up there has things pointed in the right direction at Wayne State.
Well, it used to be UNO, you'd lose to UNO, but you knew the next week you were going to be able to beat the crap out of Wayne State, 45 points. Well, that isn't the case anymore. Wayne State's an up-and-coming team, and they're going to have to zero in on that and take care of business.
Quick thought. Should UNK just be satisfied by playing UNO and Wayne State every single year? Because now, with another team coming into the conference, there is no other opening for a non-conference game. They have two slots if they're going to play 11 games.
I think you got to say yes. I mean, it's attendance. It's people showing up for those games. It's in-state rivalries. I think that a renewed and the Wayne State deal will continue to get bigger as their football team improves. Obviously, UNO is always a big game because, well, they're the monsters of the kind of the Midwest in our area because they're the fully allotted scholarships.
And I think if you can't, I mean, you have to have somebody on that schedule that allows you to have a chance to make the playoffs. And UNO is the team that if you can beat them, you know, it's like winning two games in the RMAC, beating UNO. It gives you a much better chance to make the playoffs, and that's the goal of the team. And it does hurt when you lose to them like they've done a majority of the time, because then you kind of know that the table is set. You better go 9-1 or 10-0 the rest of the way.
That's what you've got to do.
You got to win,
and you know that.
You pretty much got to win the RMAC.
Which has been very, very difficult to do, especially the way Shattern State's been playing the last couple, 3 years.
Yeah, that's going to change.
Yeah, Shattern State's one of those teams that, yeah, they lose people, but they seem to rebuild every year, and they're kind of becoming the front runner, and hopefully that'll change.
1-888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number to call, or you can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Getting ready to go into our final break, and that means it's getting close to lunchtime.
You can catch all your favorite sports on TV. Not a bad seat in the house. There's great food and drink specials every night. There's noon specials every day. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. While you're there, grab one of the Coop's great burgers. The Coop's burgers are 7 ounces of ground chuck, onion seasoned patties, topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. Serve with fries, potato salad, coleslaw, or baked beans. You can also start your meal off right with the appetizers, such as cheese pleasers, garlic shrooms, pub pickles, cheese balls, oh, or balls of cheese, however you want to say that, onion rings. Get to the chicken coop today, Kearney, Grand Island. Check out all the drink specials, all the food specials they've got going on at noon and at night.
I like wings. Back after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else. I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Danny will be right back.
College life, all the fun, but usually stretched for cash. Not a problem at Kauffman Stadium. Every Wednesday is Ink Royals College Night. Show your valid high school or college ID, and you can get a $17 Outfield Plaza Royals ticket for just $7. Hang out with friends and make new ones. $7 Ink Royals College Night tickets are available only at Kauffman Stadium. Get out of your parents' house and have a party at ours. Every Wednesday game at the K is Ink Royals College Night.
GoldenCasino.net. You've heard the name. Now enjoy the game. At GoldenCasino.net, you can enjoy the thrill of a live casino from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Absolutely free. GoldenCasino.net is the world's number one free casino school with all your favorite games like blackjack, crap, roulette, slot, poker. All you do is sign up at GoldenCasino.net and you'll get an unlimited supply of free credits to play the next best casino simulator. GoldenCasino.net is the only place you'll find Dennis Rodman and Evil Knievel slots. So visit GoldenCasino.net today. GoldenCasino.net is not a gambling site.
Baseball is celebrating a big birthday this summer, the 100th anniversary of Take Me Out to the Ballgame. To celebrate, Baby Ruth is holding the Take Me Out to the Ballgame video contest. The winner gets to lead the singing of Take Me Out to the Ballgame at the 2008 MLB All-Star Game at Yankee Stadium. So enter your video at MLB.com/Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth from Nestle. Savor the good stuff. No purchase necessary. Contest ends. Entries must be received by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:26:08. Void where prohibited. For official rules and to enter, visit MLB.com/Baby Ruth.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Today we'll start off with a few clouds, then we'll look for increasing clouds this afternoon. There will also be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop. Our high temperature will be in the low 70s. Tonight we'll continue with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we drop down to a low 55. I'm meteorologist Jacob Hamblin. Right now it's 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Among our guests coming up later in the week, Steve Smith, Baylor baseball coach, will join us tomorrow. We're going to catch up with Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park, as the Bosselman, 32 entries put in. They'll draw for that, and we will talk with Steve on Friday as we get ready for one of the biggest weekends in racing in Nebraska, as the Bosselman will be run this Saturday afternoon. Full house expected.
Full house expected. Always is. Gus Fauner puts on a great show down there for the people. Doug, obviously a lot of the weekend is going to be focused on the NFL draft. Did you know that the Nebraska Cornhuskers have put 21 running backs in the NFL draft, the most of any school in the nation?
Best ever was?
Amon Green?
Yeah, it has to be. Best Nebraska running back in the NFL, Amon Green.
Of course, Roger Craig was okay.
He's pretty good.
Tom Rathman was all right. I suppose he was running back.
Maybe Roger Craig. A lot of yards receiving for Roger Craig. You know what? Roger Craig. All right, Roger Craig number one, Amon Green number two.
I think with the titles, you probably put Roger Craig ahead of Amon Green.
Roger Craig number one, Amon Green number two.
Fair enough. Other interesting tidbits, the Miami Hurricanes have had 136 players drafted, including 41 first-round
picks. How many in prison?
Since 1998. Out of that 136, 18 in prison. No, I just made that up.
Don't forget, big day tomorrow for South Dakota softball, doubleheader hosting Augustana. UNK senior Tavel Delagnev is heading to Las Vegas this weekend. I got to talk to the boss, see if I can go cover this. It's the U.S. Freestyle National Championships. The tournament featuring several age brackets and also including women began Tuesday and runs through Saturday. DeLognev in the men's freestyle bracket will wrestle Saturday. Preliminaries are at noon. Finals are slated for 7. Of course, this is not DeLognev's strong suit. I mean, he's relatively new to the freestyle wrestling. But last April, he finished fourth at the U.S. Freestyle Championship. So this Saturday, he's seated sixth in the 264-pound weight class. Tommy Rowland ranked number one with former Iowa and Oklahoma State standout Steve Moko. Hope I got that right. Second.
That's great. You say, well, that's really not his strong suit. He finished fourth a year ago.
Les Sigmund will be there. Former Nebraska All-American Tali Thompson is the fifth seed. Les Sigmund out of UNO is the third seed.
Cool. Good opportunity for him to showcase his talents once again as he obviously eyes that Olympic dream.
No matter what the sport is, they can get you geared up right at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Of course, it's time to start thinking softball and baseball. Whether it's Little League or Legion or whether it's fast pitch or slow pitch softball, Misco's has what you need. A bat for every size, every kid, every adult, female, male, whatever, they've got it all for you right there. You want a special order, they'll get that done for you as well. And, of course, if you're lucky enough to be coaching your team, then they've got the gear you need. You need some catcher's equipment. You need some hitting nets. You need to get the uniforms ordered. You don't know what to do. You're a first-year coach. Come in. Let Steve and the gang take care of you at Misco's. They'll get your kids, if you're just getting your kid involved, got gloves for every size. They've got the bats. They'll let you know what you need. You know what? I don't know what Timmy needs. Well, here's what Timmy needs. And, I mean, when they brought in little Tony, they used to say, well, Tony needs talent, but let's at least make him look good. But they'll get you geared up with the shoes, with the gloves, with the hats, the uniforms. Misco Sports, see them today on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. And of course, it's getting nice. It doesn't have to just be about baseball. They've got a great selection of running shoes. They've got shorts in stock. If you're going down to watch some Nebraska baseball, come in and get your Nebraska T-shirt. It's all right there at Misco's.
And just for a little information, we know our friend Rusty H. out there is coaching his team. Rusty, those coaching shorts, they're three sizes too small. Get into Misco.
They don't carry, they don't sell the bike gray shorts.
Coach. Well, that's what Russ was wearing when I went by the field.
They don't sell those anymore, right?
Oh, they've got them at Misco. They'll find them for you, Russ. It's three sizes, Russ, not just one. Three sizes too small.
That's just wrong in so many ways. Got an email here in the Dent Popper inbox from Tori in Riverdale. It says, go Cubs, go, five in a row. So while the Royals are struggling, the Cubs are starting to make their move here towards the end of April.
Now I want to thank Daryl Morris, UNK football coach, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to tomorrow's show. We're going to be joined by Steve Smith, Baylor baseball coach as well. We'll be back tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings. Look forward to having you back along with us as well.
Husker baseball tonight, Nebraska, Creighton, 630, My TV, Channel 17 in Charter Communication Area. We'll talk about that as well. See ya.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!